Welcome to Con Café for the 16th day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. Thanking God for your presence here today. I pray this bring a blessing to you as we get into the epistle for this coming Sunday. And the epistle we're looking at is the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 24, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Embraced by God's Love. And I pray this bring a blessing to you, blessing to God's church, that we might truly win the world for Jesus Christ. You ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit he has given us. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, again, happy Tuesday, dear friend. My prayer is that the love of the Lord become more real to you than ever before, so that your heart will be filled and overflows with love to many. This passage called on me to ask this question: how did you come to know love? How did you come to know love? When did you know that you were truly and fully loved by someone like your mother or father or a sibling? And if you were married, how did you come to know that you were loved by your future spouse? Now, Nellie and I came to fall in love with each other over the phone. You've heard my sob story of being shot down every time I asked her out, because she was on an important committee of the church grading me on my ministerial internship. But nonetheless, we spoke every day for over an hour each time. And on weekends, we sometimes spoke through the night. We came to know each other by telephone. And in that way, we fell in love. By the time we finally had a real in-person date, we knew that we were in love, that she loved me and that I loved her. And on Christmas Eve that same year, 1977, when I left Mission right after our Christmas pageant to go home to Houston, we kissed goodbye and she cried. No one had ever cried for me before. That sealed the deal for this old man. Now John says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Now, that's a high bar that the writer has established, really, really high, based on what he knows about Jesus's willingness to die for us. And if we love others in the same way, we too, John is saying, and this is the Bible saying, we too should be willing to lay down our lives for each other. He then goes from preaching to meddling. He says, and rightly so, that if we say we love each other and we have God's love in us, but we see a brother and sister in need and we refuse to help, that's not love, says John. Ouch and double ouch. But he is correct. He is right. He continues by speaking his mind. He says our love should be in truth and action. That's how we demonstrate our love, in truth and action, not just by talking about it or giving examples of it in speech, but rather the way we live it out. This will prove that we are truly people of God's love. Love is not passive. It compels us to action. It moves us to extend a helping hand, to offer words of encouragement, and share our resources with those in need. Furthermore, John reassures us that when our hearts are aligned with God's commandments, we can approach Him with boldness in prayer. Our obedience to His commandments, particularly the commandment to love one another, demonstrates our love for God and confirms His presence within us through His Spirit. Now, friends, as followers of Jesus Christ, our lives should be marked by a genuine, active love that reflects the love of our Savior. It is through our love for one another that the world will see the transformative power of the gospel at work in our lives. Let's pray. Loving Father, thank you for the awesome demonstration of love by your Son, Jesus. Help us to love one another not only in words, but in deeds and truth. Grant us the courage to sacrificially serve all in need. Let us obey your commandments wholeheartedly, and may your Spirit continually guide and empower us to live lives that glorify you. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for joining us. I pray you have a great and blessed day in the Lord. And here's your call to action. Take the necessary steps to meet the needs of those around you. Let love shine in you, because Christ and God's love shine in you first. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray this bless you and keep you. This has blessed you. Boom. Send it out. Click all the buttons there. Let the world know that God loves them, and we want to win them over to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.